episode of
1010 Would Recommend.
I know you really tried there.
Oh my God, like how much more energy do you need me to give?
You tried. I saw that you tried.
Okay, so then what?
But I would like you to try harder.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go again.
Yeah.
And we're gonna make that better.
Okay.
We're gonna be energized. We're gonna
be like kids.
Exactly. Where I was going with it. We're gonna be like kids TV presenters.
I would love a documentary that's like the dark side of kids TV.
Of kids TV, exactly.
Oh my God, commission us to make
imagine. Because imagine what goes on under that little Teletubby outfit.
I know, you're right.
I reckon purple and yellow are together. I don't know why.
Yeah. Like, what about, who's the thingy on the dinosaur? Barney. Yeah, like, what?
That was a banger. Oh my God, it was such a good song. That was, do you know the words, though?
No, I don't.
No, I have no idea what those words are.
I don't either. Good times, though.
What else is the Barney song?
I love you.
Boo, that song's shit. That song is trash.
Do you know what? But I don't feel like you would have watched this.
Tomato.
You love me.
It's so simple.
You know what song I love, but I don't know if you would have watched this. Did you ever watch Bear in the Big Blue House?
No, but sing me the song.
No. Or maybe, where's this song from? So long, farewell to you, my friend.
No, it's a different thing, song. I have no idea.
For now, until.
Do you know what song slapped?
What?
It was a TV show called Mr. Blobby.
As in, not the same Blobby?
Make way for Blobby.
No.
Blobby,
are you joking? You think that song slapped?
Do, make way shout a big hooray. What? Let's get ready.
It's ready.
Cause it's a happy day. Do. Blobby's here. Do. Make way.
Yeah, okay, that
banger.
Last bit is good.
Oh my God, bring back all of these songs.
Bring
they're absolutely
them back.
Bangers.
Yeah.
And I love that for us. But yeah, hi everyone. Welcome to this episode of 1010 Would Recommend. It is me, it is I, it is she, Talani.
And it is me, it is I, it is she, Gina.
Hello, darling. Hello.
Hello. So speaking of throwback TV shows, throwback things, mm-hmm. things from the 90s.
Yes.
I heard that you're going to a concert without me.
I am going to a concert without you, and I'm going to the best concert.
Yeah.
I'm so, because I've been going to loads of concerts. I'm a music
you
lover.
Yeah, actually, you've been in your music bag lately.
I'm a music lover. I just don't make it, I don't make anything apart from being a bitch, a personality trait. I don't make anything.
You don't
else.
Make it a personality
yeah,
trait.
Yeah, yeah, but
fair.
I genuinely do really like music, and I actually really enjoy going to concerts. But I'm going to go see Backstreet Boys.
Wow.
And I am so excited.
I didn't even know they were back.
I don't know. Backstreet's always Backstreet is back. They never go.
They never left.
They never left.
Wow.
They're always back. And I cannot wait. So the older I've got, there's a song that I'm like, I didn't used to get as a kid. And now it goes in and it feels like the story of my life.
What song is it?
It starts, although loneliness has always been a friend of mine. I've been banging that song. It was my lockdown song every day. I was listening to it because, although loneliness.
What song is that?
And it's also, no, it starts really horrible, but it gets better. And it's my mum's favourite song. It's
the one
really,
that goes,
really weird.
I don't know. Who you are.
My mum loves that song. And I hate that she loves it because it's how she kind of tells me to settle.
Stop it.
No, genuinely.
Stop it.
Mama's talking about, you know, you don't have to meet somebody that's perfect. Remember that song? I don't care who you are.
Where you're
from. Like, boys, yeah. I'm not going to be the philosophers of my love life, Mum. I'm not going to settle, and I do care who you are. I care what you do, and I don't give a shit as long as you love me.
One thing I respect about your mum is that she can make anything into you getting a partner.
Oh, my God.
I respect it.
No, it's outstanding.
It's admirable.
It's genuinely, I've never seen anything like it. Like, my mum will turn anything.
Wow.
Well, you know, if you had a...
I don't know how you do it.
As soon as she starts, "Mum, see you later." That's the best thing about not living with her anymore. I'm like, all right, bye. like genuinely.
Oh,
but
God.
I'm very, very excited about seeing Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. Mm. But it made me think about other people who I'd love to see old school wise.
Yeah.
And honestly, if I never get to see Destiny's Child in my lifetime.
Wow, you really...
They're not. It's not going to happen,
babe,
is it?
No.
Ever?
I don't think so, you know. They might do a young, but they won't do a tour. It will be like a young appearance.
Why?
I don't
know. So, like, Beyonce's too busy?
I think so, yeah. I think so.
But they're all still friends.
They're all still mates, but it's like they don't need to. A lot of the time, no offense to the brothers and Backstreet Boys.
How dare you?
No, but a lot of the time it's like, right, we need to generate some more money. Let's go on a tour. Beyonce don't need to do that. None of them do, really.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to see Missy Elliott. Ooh. Would that not be an incredible, incredible concert?
That would be so good.
Oh my God, that's all I want is to see Missy Elliott. So bad.
Ooh.
I know. I also think NSYNC would slap, but like...
Do they still talk?
I don't think so.
I think they all hate each other a bit.
Yeah, I think they probably do. But Missy Elliott is 100%. I always know the answer to that question.
Ooh, what bands do you want back together?
Ooh, who broke up that I'm sad about? Do you know what? Who's recently got back together? Do you know what I'd go and see? Blue. One for the buddy and the D-Rad is D for the lad. Did that, all right. All right.
Really?
Do you know what? I loved them when I was younger.
Do you know who I'll see again?
Who?
Atomic Kitten.
No, fair. That is valid. That is very, very valid.
I would absolutely go see Atomic Kitten live.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I would be all over that. I'm into that. M-Dubs are coming back. But I wouldn't. I just wouldn't. I'm sure people would, because it sold out really quickly.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I guess.
Yeah. But also, have you seen their radio interviews? They're trying to promote this tour.
No.
They do not like each other. Sorry.
This is what I mean. It's like, why are you not doing
it? Sometimes you just don't fake it. And I get it as well. If I had to like reunite with some old school people from school, yeah. I don't know, actually. I'd rather not sit with Kaylee.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I still like Kaylee. Kaylee was my best friend in part.
What's that? It's very specific. Shout out Kaylee. What was she doing now? She's got kids.
I don't know if Kaylee has, actually. Yeah. Not that it matters.
No, it doesn't. No, I was
just
wondering.
But yeah, I wouldn't want to... Yeah, no, I wouldn't do it either. But N-Dubs, I wouldn't see. Meg Busted, I probably would have watched. Because they came together, didn't they?
They did, yeah.
Busted and McFly.
They had some... Do you know what? McFly had some tunes. I'll give it to them.
Name one.
Room on the third floor, not what they asked for. I've got more.
I actually don't know if I know that song.
Yeah.
How about Cleopatra coming at you?
But the thing is, I only know one song and it's that one.
That's all I know as well, actually.
I'd fuck with it, but only that.
Yeah. Anyway. I went to go see Spice Girls when they came.
Yeah, that was amazing.
I loved that show.
Incredible.
And it was nothing to do with them being great performers.
Yeah.
It was just the nostalgia. Oh, my
totally
God. Everyone
agree.
At Wembley Arena was losing because it's like, oh, my God.
It was amazing.
Like, I remember this. Yeah, it was sick.
I saw them at O2 and when they did Viva Forever, I was actually
cry. I cried.
Like, it was so emotional, wasn't it?
I cried at Mama.
It's so emotional.
I love you.
Yeah.
And because they all put their mums out on stage.
No, that made me cry. Beautiful.
That was a good time.
Yeah. Wow, this is really nice. This made me feel warm and fuzzy inside. Right?
Speaking of that, it makes me want to watch that film, I Used to Be Famous.
Yeah,
because it's kind of loosely based around this. It's on Netflix, called I Used to Be Famous, and it's about a guy who, like the title suggests, used to be famous,
he's been a famous band.
Now he's not. And every time I watch a trailer, I'm like, oh, this looks sweet.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna recommend that, even though I haven't watched it yet, but the trailer looks sweet.
Have a little watch of that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on to the main topic of conversation today. So last week I mentioned Luckiest Girl Alive.
Mm-hmm.
And so Talani and I have both watched it and we want to speak about it today. Before we get into it though, massive, massive content and trigger warning for what we're about to talk about. Because Luckiest Girl Alive, contrary to what we thought with the trailer...
And the title.
You know, this involves a school shooting. It involves sexual assault. Rape. It's dark.
It's dark. Yeah.
It kind of. I didn't actually watch this properly, so I don't want to make this comparison too much. But I imagine this is what 13 Reasons Why was a little bit like. Do you remember 13 Reasons Why?
Yeah, I did watch that. I watched the first season.
Right.
Of that,
So I don't know. I don't know if you can say whether it's similar in darkness.
Do you know what? I think this might be a bit darker only because of the sexual assault scene. It's quite graphic.
It's like, graphic, and it's.
I was watching it. But, oh my God! I hated watching it.
Yeah.
There's that I found really, really hard to watch. It's just like, please stop.
Yeah.
And so that's definitely worth a trigger warning to be like, that is quite...
For sure.
It's a horrible watch.
It's horrible. It's unrelenting, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
So my recommendation, if you find it, I really struggle to watch stuff like that, is to just like fast forward past it, like, you know, use little viewfinder, whatever, and scrub past it. But Luckiest Girl Alive, mm-hmm. what did you think? Mila Kunis slapped me just say for 2 seconds, but what did you think?
Sorry, I just remembered news her talking about Will Smith slap when you said Mila Kunis slap.
Oh, yeah.
I wish you didn't talk about it, but yeah, you can't listen about it because maybe not like her. But yeah, anyway, man. Okay, Mila, I thought she was really good in it.
Yeah.
I actually thought she was really, really good in it and kind of played that. Do you know what it made me think about? It made me think about like how so many people, when you meet in your everyday life, like you work, especially in the office, right? You know them up until a certain level. Like you don't know everyone's deep, dark secrets. So that's basically, it's about, I mean, tell everyone what it's about.
Right. Okay. So this is about a woman called Annie, who's
Tiffany.
Real name is Tiffany, yeah. but she renamed herself as Annie, and she is engaged to this incredibly wealthy guy. And when you meet her in the film, she's about to get married, but things from her past keep like coming back up, to haunt her. Yeah, mm-hmm. And as we mentioned, there was a school shooting that she was involved in when she was a teenager at school. And one of the guys who survived the school shooting is like about to basically be in a documentary about it and talk about all these things. Yeah. And she was like, he essentially implicates her in that shooting. But what we see is that that guy was also heavily involved in the horrible things that happened to her. So mm-hmm. It's very complicated. I don't want to spoil it too much.
Yeah.
But like, if you haven't watched it yet at this point and you do want to watch it, I would say don't listen to any more of this podcast episode until you've watched it and then come back.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what it's about. Dark secrets. And...
yeah, that dark past, dark secrets and all things like that. There's nothing about how dark her eyes are that make her really good for this.
Yeah, that's so true.
Do you know what? I don't know what it is. She's just got really dark eyes and it kind of like it works and there's a narration that she narrates kind of the whole thing.
I love the narration.
I love the narrator. I love it. Do you know what? There's like writers' things that make me like geek out. There's a bit in it where it's very specific where they flash back into her current life and her life in high school. Mm-hmm. Quite a bit, and there's a flashback of her in high school, and her teachers marked her essay or whatever.
I think you're gonna say the same bit.
And then he's like, "Oh, what is it? What did he say? Something about
an
unreliable narrator is someone who you can't believe a word they say about the story.
Yeah.
And because she's narrating the whole story, now your head's fucked. Like, wait, is she unreliable? Is she not a good? And it was such a little writer's little geeky thing that just plays in your head. Now you're like, I don't know if I should trust this girl or not.
I totally agree. I actually wrote that down in my notes as something to bring up as well, because the script, like that kind of thing. And I feel like I could kind of tell... So this is based on a book, right? Like, mm-hmm. This is a best-selling book.
Yeah.
It was written by Jessica Knoll.
Okay.
Best-selling mystery novel. But yeah, that kind of thing made me think, okay, I can tell that this was written... It reminded me of a book, the way that it's like had those little lines that were embedded in it. Because there was that line. And then there was also another line that was like, she just offhandedly... Somebody called her the wrong name. And she was like, it's okay, people... people always mistake me for someone else kind of thing. And it was like
those kind of things.
I loved the script. I thought it was great. I made a lot of notes on things that I thought were interesting.
Oh, let me hear it. Yeah. Did you like her as a main? As in Arnie, the character? Because it was weird because I didn't like her.
You didn't
and
like her?
And I felt like I should and I should feel sorry for her and all of these things. But she didn't come across as likable in this weird way.
Didn't.
Which is really hard to watch something where someone's a victim in a film. But they're flawed.
Mm.
I find flawed victim main characters really hard to deal with because I'm like, I should really like you.
Yeah.
I should feel sorry for you, but you're a dick. Which goes back to the episode I was talking about, you know, bad things happening doesn't excuse you from being a dick.
No, but you're absolutely right. And I actually find the depiction of unlikable victims, quote unquote, really, really interesting because I feel like I feel like it's a statement about like what we actually... Who we kind of like respect as a victim and like take the story seriously and who we don't. Mm. You know what it reminds me of? Remember in...
I Made Assure You.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God, how did you know I was going to say
that? Yeah. That's exactly what you can say.
Yeah, like that.
I thought the same as well.
There was that one episode with the... Oh God, for want of a better... She was a white girl. She was one of the only white girls.
So that's why
I have to... it was one of that episode. And in that episode, essentially, like she... accuses someone of sexual assault or something, and like you don't know whether essentially she was telling that because she's bad, like she does bad things, and so it's really hard to know what was the truth in that scenario. And I feel like in this as well, I actually love the way that this is done as well, because it's like she's kind of like a product of her environment. She's not very nice, but it's because all these things have happened to her.
And
she's still not very nice, but it's like, you're not even surprised. Also, the bar is on the floor because everyone is terrible.
Yeah,
her everyone. Fiance is terrible. Fiance her mum is awful.
Oh my God, we had to talk about her mum.
What
the? So the mother in this is like one of those mothers that kind of like breeds their kids.
Yeah.
To marry rich.
Yeah.
And I don't know, really random. I don't know if you've ever read Kathy Hilton's book.
What's the name?
Like Paris Hilton's mum.
Oh, no.
Really random. That's how she was raised.
Really?
She talks about in her book that that's how her mum raised her, to make sure that she married well, was good at pleasuring men, was a good, like, woman for men.
Wow, that's so.
And that's how she was brought up, sort of thing. And that's how this character is brought up as well. She's kind of raised in a way like, I'm going to set you up in places that means you're going to meet a rich man to be with.
Wow. Because the thing is, it's like, it's so hard because I can kind of understand, like, if you're a mum and, like, you want the best for your child, you're thinking, okay, like, I know that I need to get them in X, Y, Z. But there's a scene where, like, they're arguing and Ani is... Basically, they're talking about Ani having been raped in this school that her mum, like, sent her to.
Yeah.
And her mum is just like, I did the best for you. Like, I tried. I put all these rules in place and you had to go against those rules. And now this has happened and, like, you're going to now bring all this stuff up. But if you're going to bring all this stuff up about the rape, don't bring my name into it because I did. I'm just like, wow. Like, yeah, it's her mum is so awful. Horrible.
Like, absolutely awful.
It is.
And
madness.
Her mum is, she's one of them people that maybe in her life didn't get to where she thought she should have been.
Yeah, 100%.
So she's like, well, my daughter's pretty, so 100%. I'm going to use this. I'm going to sexualize her.
Yeah, essentially.
And make sure she allows me to have the life that I've always wanted to live, basically.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Yeah, that relationship, ooh, that is rough. That is rough. One thing that I was going to say is that the flashbacks that we get literally from the start of the film all the way throughout, I found them really, really unnerving. Mm-hmm. Like, they've stressed me out so much. Again, very similar to I May Destroy You. But I liked it because I felt like that was the point. Like, I feel like if you've gone through something like this, I can imagine that all the time you're getting this unrelenting flashbacks. Mm-hmm. And I, like, really, at one point, was like, can they just actually stop with this? But, like, I was like, you know, imagine how tired.
And exactly, how tired. And, like, someone actually goes through that.
Yeah.
And, like, you're tired of watching it. And it's this is awful. Not in comparison to that, but I remember there was an episode of, on Netflix, Master of None, I think season 3, where they did, like, a death episode. Mm. Where, like, for ages, it was just silent. And I remember being like, oh, for God's sake. Mm. And I was like, yeah, of course you can fucking say for God's sake.
Yeah.
Because you have the luxury
of having
to have TV made for you all the time, where you can hear all the time and nothing in... Do you know what I mean? And you're not bothered by it because it just happens. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what this does as well for the audience. It's kind of like, just for like an hour and 55 minutes, I think that's how long it is. Mm. Sit in this person's shoes.
Yeah.
Like sit in it. And sometimes I make myself watch things like that because I'm like, sit in it and watch it. Like this is not nice for that person that experienced it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's that. And I think that's why they do it.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, you're so right. It is that sitting in that discomfort for a bit.
Yeah.
And yeah, as you say, we get the privilege of being able to turn it off and be like, I'm never going
to I'm not doing that. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to spare myself from that.
Yeah. Going back to the mum a bit, marrying rich. I know we all joke about this, like, one man with, like, money, like, all this other stuff, blah, blah, blah. But, like, would you actually, that kind of richness... Hold on, listen.
Okay, let me know. Okay.
Because... There's, like, new money and there's old money.
Yeah, that's that old money.
That's old money, like, real power and influence. Yeah,
like, if you commit a crime, you don't go to jail.
Right.
Yeah, old money. Like, it's a system. It's not a family. It's an institutional system. It's an institution,
exactly. Yeah. Are you really marrying to... I don't think I could do that, you know. Would you marry into that old money?
I think there'll be too many rules in it.
I think it's awful.
It's what I think about how I never married the royal family, not that Harry asked me. Do you know how often I've thought about it? If I ever... Because, obviously, from day we knew he was going to marry black. I've always known who was going to marry black.
Right, okay.
Since he, yes, like, for years. And I was like, oh, that's a chance. Okay, I'm a black woman.
It could have been any of us, it honestly.
Genuinely, like, the pool was open to any of us. Megan's just lucky she met him in Shoreditch that night. I could have been in Shoreditch that night, you know?
Yeah.
Could have been any of us in Shoreditch. East London, I'm from East, you know?
Right.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But I've always thought, oh, God, that would be awful. Like, it's all the rules. I think I could do, like, new money rich.
Yeah. New money,
like, we're new to this.
Yeah, new money, I feel like, probably. But the old money is, like, it's not even just the rules for me. It's also just, like, the way you see the world that is, like,
it's so flawed. I think I'd consistently be pissed off with my partner.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, that doesn't work like that for everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that would annoy me, yeah.
Like, not knowing, even things like, I don't know, putting electric on a key or all these things that, like, obviously we want to move. But it's like, if you don't know, like, the basic stuff that most people have to go through.
But isn't it interesting how so much of us who were brought up not rich bond over that, like, working class bondage?
Yeah.
And it feels like because of that, we don't want to leave working classness because it's like, The other day, someone was like to me, do you want to go Pilates? I was like, no, that feels very middle class. Like, I can't.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm definitely gonna go to that Pilates class.
But I need to go. I need to go to the one in Nobu, of course.
I'm a no go. I'm an adult now.
But I'm like, I think we have a bondage to being working class.
Yeah, that's true. I think you're right.
And like, when we find ourselves in certain spaces, we're like, God, who am I?
Yeah, because I feel like a snake.
Yeah, like, oh, I'll eat something that I used to love back in the day. I'm like, oh, this is cheap. And I'm like,
oh my God, I know, that's actually so true.
Who are you?
I was genuinely having this conversation the other day because I was thinking this about Morley's. I can't believe I'm saying this.
Oh my God, is your taste buds too growing for Morley's?
Do you know what it is? It's because, like, when I was younger,
it was like a 5-star meal.
It really was. Like, every Friday, I'd go with my pound, me and the rest of the kids, and we'd go with our pound, 5 chicken wings and chips.
Yep.
Or, like, kebab.
Yep.
I can't even
eat. I've not had a kebab in age. I can't eat kebabs anymore.
I can't do that. The ribs, that meat. What meat is that?
So, I'm from East, so we don't... Well, I'm from Essex, but, like, we don't have
Morley's.
Right, Morley's.
What do you guys have? Do you have... What's
JP? JFK? Who? I don't know.
Not JFK.
I don't know. TFC. Tenden fried chicken. Yeah, I don't know. Fair. Something like that. But do you know what? No matter how much money I make in this world, right? I will never not enjoy a chip roll with burger sauce.
Ooh, really? Yeah, fair. That's fair.
A buttered roll with some fat chips, shitloads of vinegar and some burger sauce.
I'm trying to think what my version
that used to
of
be
is.
50p back in my day.
Yeah, well, there you go. Like, could you eat battered, are you eating battered sausage now?
No, but I love a saveloy.
I will absolutely have a saveloy
every day. I love a saveloy.
What is my version of... It's funny because, like, I feel like I still eat the things that I ate when I was younger and didn't have as much money, but just in a posher way.
Right, okay.
So, like, I'm going to still eat chicken wings, but, like, there'll be, like, Korean fried chicken wings from, like, Flesh and Buns downstairs. Or it's, like, I'll still eat, like, the meat and the chips, but it's, like... char grilled chicken with like, do you know what I mean? But it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. Just a better thing.
Yeah. But honestly, I feel like you have such a good point. I feel like a traitor when
genuinely.
And it's another thing that I was going to bring up because there's like a conversation between Ani and her friend. And Ani is talking about how, like, because of, like, where she's come from and the fact that she doesn't come from money and all this other stuff, she's less believed as a victim. And she says to her friend, and her friend, she makes it, in like, the opening intro, she makes, like, a point about, like, blonde women who, like, have certain names.
Yeah.
And her friend is kind of like that.
Yeah.
And she's like to her friend, no, they would believe you, but they wouldn't believe me. And that distinction between two white women is really interesting
to me. It's so interesting because I'm like...
I never think about that. I'm like, wow.
Think the blacks are going through?
What do you think is that for us?
What do you think the black women are going through? If you just think just because of a class thing, when ultimately... I think that once you start having nice things, that can easily be covered up.
Right.
I still think no matter how many nice things I have, I'm still a black woman, right? So there's certain things I'm like, oh, I definitely feel like I wouldn't be believed. And I thought that was a really good point as well. Because she talks about how her friend is this blonde trust fund girl and she's this working class girl and how they're both trying to not be who their past are.
Yeah, they both hate... Yes!
They're both trying to deny their past.
This script was giving...
And honestly, when rich kids do that, I find it so amusing. Like, when rich kids go out of their way to wear dirty trainers, you can afford, like...
Yeah.
The rich kid, poor aesthetics makes no sense to me.
My question is this as well. Why have you moved from your fancy home...
To Mare Street.
Why are you living in Peckham?
To Mare Street.
What's Peckham going on?
Mare Street.
What is going on? Why have you moved there? Why are you living in Camberwell?
And there's always clues. There's always clues. They would have like a subtle watch on, but if you look close, it's a Cartier.
Yeah.
So there's a little, them brands that, because I realise there's loads of brands that I cannot pronounce.
Mm.
And I don't care. Mm. I wear brands that I can't pronounce, so.
Mm. Why shouldn't you?
That's how I stay working class. I refuse to learn the correct pronunciation. You say long. Whatever. No, that's what you say long.
You have to say that.
I had to say that. Yeah, but you know.
Yeah, it was a...
Stick that classism.
Yeah. We're going to make it one day. Our kids will. Anyway, they'll be going to the fancy school.
At the very least.
Yeah. Ultimately, I mean, I don't know how much more we can go into it without like getting into the nitty gritty. It is rough, but I think it's a really good film.
I think it's a really good film.
I really enjoyed
it. It's a good film. And also, it's a film that you need to watch.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a background film.
No.
Because you like move and something's happened.
Mm-hmm.
So watch it. Because I've got the bad habit of not pausing films when I go to go do something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. But this one, pause it. go do what you need to do and come back and rewatch it. Mm. But yeah, I think I would recommend it. It's a hard watch though.
It's a really hard watch.
I say it's a hard watch.
I felt really sorry for the girl, like the younger version of her.
Yes.
I felt really sorry for
her.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And like, you know, you can already tell something's coming, like the way that she started that school and she was brought in by like the popular kids and like those boys. I just thought,
yeah. And rich boys in private school on television have never been shown as good people.
That's true.
Ever.
That is true.
Private school rich white boys are always on television. And that's been my only encounter with them.
But you know what?
Come off as awful people.
I've always said this, always, always. I genuinely believe it is really difficult to come out of private schools, grammar schools, any of those selective kind of schools and not be a dickhead.
Really?
Yep. You have to actively go against out of your way, yeah. what you've been taught.
Maybe that's why they're moving to Peckham and Hackney.
No, facts. to try and like, yeah, get involved. Yeah, 100%. Because they literally ply you with like the... And you don't even realise it.
That you're superior, yeah, you're better. Yeah, that you're superior. Yeah, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Even my school was like that.
Where did you go?
I went to a grammar school.
Ah, oh, did you?
Yeah, I went to
right,
a grammar school.
Okay.
And it, I mean, like, none of us were fee-paying, but like, because we had to take a test to get in,
mm-mm-mm.
and it was like an specialist engineering school... We used to have teachers that would be like, remember, girls, you're in a super selective, yeah? And, like, when you would come out of it, you'd be a prick. Like, the things that I would think... And I wouldn't even realise it until I was like... I had to check myself and be like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, being like, even being shocked that someone got into the school was, like, a thing. Because it was like, oh, because we're all, yeah.
Because we're all...
Imagine that at private school.
Yeah, private school. My only experience with that was, like, 4 English hours in set one.
Mm-hmm.
So we were made to feel, like, better than people in set 7.
There you go.
They were like, you're not like them. They are idiots.
They don't know the difference between you're and you're.
Yeah, exactly.
Than to me.
You do and
not
you
they
should.
Are idiots.
They are stupid. Yeah. And it meant because I was, it's so funny, because I was smart in school, I was awful kid. Like, as in, like, I was rude, blah, 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 blah. I got away with anything I wanted because the school was so full of so many idiots.
Wow.
That I was an outstanding student.
Wow.
Talking about that, in the film, she mentioned Goldsmiths University.
Yeah.
Which I went, I didn't go to Goldsmiths University. Ooh. But when I was in school, in year 10, they took all the kids whose parents never went to university, this kind of school I went to a university for a week just to inspire us to do good.
Really?
So I got to go to Goldsmiths University for a week when I was in like year 10 just to experience what university might be like. And honestly, that's what made me want to go to uni.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So everyone who's like kids never gone to, his parents never gone to university, had this week of experience going to go like a university, got to live there, do lectures and all things like that. Just kind of like aspire you to one day do better for yourself.
Amen.
Yeah.
Look at us now.
And look at me now, doing Pilates at Shoreditch.
Exactly. Yeah, for real. You're actually living a dream. Wow.
But yeah, when she said Goldsmiths, I was like, oh, I know that.
Yeah, it was good.
And it's a
good
great film. Writer uni as well.
It's a what?
It's a great uni for writing.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Money's good.
Yeah, would recommend.
Yeah, would recommend. Great film. Luckiest Girl Alive. As we say one more time, take time.
Yeah.
Take care because it is rough, but it is good.
Yeah.
And shout out Mila Kunis because you slapped in this role.
Anything else you'd recommend for next week? People should watch so they're ready for.
Oh, that's a really good question.
What's new on Netflix, honey?
Other things to watch on Netflix is a new series called The Watcher.
Tell me more.
So it stars Jennifer Coolidge, Naomi Watts, and the synopsis is as follows. And I always have to read the synopsis because, you know, I'm really not good at doing this sum up, guys. Okay. And also I have not watched it yet. So just give me a chance because I'm going to discuss it next week. But synopsis is ominous letters, strange neighbours, sinister threats. A family moves into their suburban dream home only to discover they've inherited a nightmare.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Is it British?
No, it's not British. No. Okay. No. Or is it? Hold on. Nah, don't think it is.
No, nope. Okay.
Nah. To be honest, I don't know. I haven't watched it.
Okay. So we're going to watch
We're going to watch
that. Is it a series
that.
Or film?
It is a series.
How many episodes?
7 episodes.
Okay, then cool.
So watch that. We're going to discuss some of that next week.
Okay.
What else have you been watching?
What
else is on your mind?
Love is blind.
Ooh.
And it will take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. That is an Eve lyric, not the show. Love is Blind is back October the 19th on Netflix.
Ooh.
And outside of the first season, which were, who? Oh, what's her name?
Lauren.
Lauren and her partner.
Yeah.
Who are still together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody else is.
Really? No, hold on. Whatever happened to... the girl who had loads of debt and Brent.
Oh, they might still be together. Yeah. So yeah, I think it's just them that are together, and everyone from the last season, I think, have broken up and asked for a divorce.
Wow.
Everyone who left together, but that's not going to stop me. I am still going to watch the show.
Yeah.
I am still going to be invested, and I'm still going to hope that it is true, that love truly is blind.
I think it's not. But love is not.
Love
is not.
Love has got 2020 vision, as it should.
So true, so true. There are actually a load of these kind of shows, isn't it? Love is Blind, Married at First Sight.
Yeah.
What is so fascinating about watching people try and make a marriage work when they don't know
each other? I keep saying to you, people keep saying sex sells. No, it doesn't. Love sells.
Wow.
We have this innate thing to want to be in love.
Wow.
And want to think it's something that's possible for us. Wow. And I've got news for you, which is a realisation that's happened to me recently. And it's quite sad, but it might skip you.
What, love?
Yeah.
No.
It doesn't happen to everyone. It literally does not happen to everyone.
What?
It genuinely does not happen for everyone. History has told us that.
When? Do you mean romantic love?
Yeah. Oh. Exactly. It skips some people. I don't wish that for anyone.
Damn.
But
this is such a harsh truth, the way you're saying it. No, that's actually facts. Not everybody gets love.
Yeah, romantic love we're talking
romantic
about.
Romantic love, yeah.
But do you know what your love you always get? The love of God.
That is so true.
Chase that.
Chase the love of
chase
God.
Chase agape love.
Remember, the Lord is watching you.
That's my favourite song. Absolutely brilliant. But yeah, on that note, that's it, right?
On that note, that is it. So as a reminder, I can't remember what the first thing we recommended was.
We recommended I Used to Be Famous.
I Used to Be Famous, Luckiest Girl Alive, The Watcher. And remember that Love is Blind is coming out it'll be 5 days. It's coming out on the 19th. So
yes,
that's something to look forward to too. But remember that we will be talking about The Watcher next week. So we haven't given you homework in a while.
Yeah.
So watch
it, and then we can talk about it together.
And then we can talk about it. T, where can we find you on the internet?
You can find me on the internet at Tolly_T on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah. And you can find me at Smilegena, that's G-E-N-A, on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And Netflix, you can find everywhere. You know, everyone knows where it is at this point.
Tell them!
Netflix UK on Instagram and Twitter, and at Netflix on TikTok, and our YouTube page is Still Watching Netflix.
Yes. And if you have any thoughts on any of the things we've recommended or want to recommend anything to us, please use the hashtag 1010 would recommend and at us, and we will reply and we'll talk like the cool film buffs that we are.
Yeah. The cool film buffs.
Yeah.
That are now number 5 in Deviant Film.
That's sick. Do you know how many bloody podcasts there are in the world?
We're actually doing really great, guys. Just saying.
And that's thanks to you for listening.
Shout out you guys.
Thank you very much. Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.